So, hello everybody and welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. Shalina, what is this episode going to be about?
This episode's going to be about Christmas! Look, I've got a Christmas tree up, yes. I put the Christmas tree up in November because it's 2020 and we have to do everything early to cheer ourselves up.
We do, don't we? So, we're going to be talking about Christmas. We've got about 3 weeks to go, which means this is when you should be starting.
Well, yes.
A little earlier, maybe, but if, like, so for example, if you're in the US, then you're just getting done with Thanksgiving, so this is when you can start kicking in your Christmas prep. Everybody else in the world, you're right, maybe we started in November.
But if you're in the UK and in lockdown, you've got nothing better to do, might as well start now.
True.
But anyway.
So what are going to be our starting points for Christmas this year?
So for Christmas this year, obviously, you're going to have, less parties, you know, going to be more cautious, hopefully. It's a different kind of Christmas this year, and which is kind of sad, but, you know, we have to protect each other as well, especially with the cold and flu going around and COVID as well. So I wanted to talk about what you could do to get yourself into the right mood and into the happy Christmas mood, but in a decluttered and organized way. So you might not have to think about, you know, preparing the spare bedroom for, you know, your family to come and visit. But you can do things, you know, practical things to get yourself ready for Christmas. So I thought I'd talk about that today.
Okay, so where are we going to get started?
So first, let's talk about the Christmas decorations and the Christmas tree, because as you can see, I have already put mine up. So go through your Christmas tree decorations, see what are the old ones, get rid of them. You know, either donate them to people who might not be able to afford Christmas decorations this year, you know, who will be able to use them. Go through your tree, see if your tree is in a good state. If not, you can get a new one. There are sales going on around right now, even for Christmas trees. And then, you know, of course, donate your Christmas tree to somebody else if it's an artificial one. And, you know, get rid of the bits and pieces, the clutter from the tree, and think about what you're going to do when you pack the tree later and how you can fit it into a box. So if you get a plastic box now, say from IKEA or one of the shops, you know, the DIY shops, you can get that ready to put all your Christmas decorations in later. So that's doing that. Next thing to think about is the food. So, you know, we do buy a lot of Christmas food. I do. I love Christmas food, mince pies, Christmas pudding, all that stuff. So go through your cupboards and do the mini declutter, going through the food items in your pantry, in your cupboards that have sold out, you know, the best before dates have run out, or you find cranberry juice, the cranberry sauce, you know, you bought last year for the turkey and you didn't use, get rid of that and don't buy any more. And as we're talking about that, you know, think about what you need to buy this year. Do you need to buy that much? You know, do you need to buy 3 packets of mince pies or only 1 because it's just going to be, less of you in the household this year? And I think this year, you know, people did the panic buying so much pasta and tinned food and all that stuff. So I think for the end of the year, it's more about saving the money, not overbuying, and you don't need to overbuy because you're not going to have that many people in the house, hopefully. So think about it in that way, and it's more about saving money, I guess.
Yeah, it's interesting, right? Like, as you're talking about, like, this thing that for example, the cranberry jam or something that you purchased last year for this occasion, because I had this problem just happen now. Like, we just went through a couple of festivals at our end.
Yes.
And I was very careful to buy things only, like, very minimal, just for what I needed. I still had stuff left over.
Yeah.
Like, and it's a very small amount, but it's still stuff. And these are things I eat generally only at this time of the year.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it doesn't, like, the rest of the year, you're not really, like, investing in eating Christmas pies or in our case, like, we're Diwali sweets, for example, and things like that, right?
Right, yeah.
And so it's so important to, like, kind of be very conscious of the fact, especially, as you said, this year, where we're not really doing gatherings and that kind of thing, to kind of really, really limit the quantities that we're buying.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing, to limit how much you're buying right now. And the same with gifts. So, you know, go through, you know, and we say every year when we talk about, you know, preparing for Christmas, you know, go through the old toys, see what toys you want to donate, put in the recycling because they're broken to make room for the new toys. But, you know, see if you need to buy that many toys and that many presents this year, because there's only going to be your small, you know, family, you know, your household with you. So you, do you need to buy for everybody else? And another thing that a lot of people are talking about are buying locally, which I love. You know, buy local, don't buy from the big chains, you know, especially the biggest online store right now that's making billions, you know. So buy locally, buy from people, help companies, help the economy locally to, you know, just to help us, so, you know, so the people can, you know, enjoy their Christmas as well, you know, especially small businesses. We need to help as many small businesses as we can. A lot of small businesses are still giving vouchers, like there were for, you know, restaurants, right? That they were giving, you know, if you buy a voucher now, you can use it at a later time. I think that's still happening now. So you could do that as well to help local restaurants that may be closed during lockdowns or are only doing deliveries. So that's a great way to help businesses and to also get a great Christmas present as well, because who doesn't want good food to eat at a later date, especially in January when it's really depressing and grey everywhere. Another thing is Christmas cards. So I don't know how many people do proper Christmas cards now and make a list, but have a look at your list. See, you know, who you're going to send Christmas cards to, or if you're going to do emails this year instead. If you're going to do the Christmas cards, you know, the physical ones, do that in the first week of December. Get that all done and sent out, because, you know, because of the postage... postage times, is that the word? Yes,
postage. Yeah, like the postal service, of course, is pretty overloaded this time. Packaging, even shipping anything is problematic currently. So, or it is backlogged anyway. So it's super important to start now.
And that's the other reason to do online, to do local shopping. Because if you do online, especially from internationally, it is taking so long. I mean, I've ordered things just for clients for Declutter Me, and, you know, from America and the UK and other places as well, and it's taking so long for it to be shipped over, and that's just on a normal week. So imagine what it's going to be like in December. So think about that as well. And then, you know, even though you're not going to have guests around, think about decluttering your home as well. Get rid of, you know, the old things, you know, because soon it'll be New Year and we will talk about what to do about the New Year and getting ready for 2021 to make it a better, brighter, you know, year. But declutter that so you have a lovely, homely space, especially in your living room during the Christmas time and while you're watching Christmas movies. And we have had a podcast about the living room, so you could listen to that to find out what to do to declutter your living room as well. I think that was a number 131.
That's correct.
Yeah, oh, good. For once, I can remember the numbers. So they're the main tips. So this year, you know, think about, it's more about reducing, minimizing how much you buy, how much you do, you know, don't make it too taxing on yourself. This year has been rough. It's more about enjoying it together in your household, you know, with the small group of people that you're going to be spending your Christmas with. I'm all for sustainability, you know, saving money where you can, and spending the money on things that bring you pleasure and will make you happy, and also to help other people currently, you know, who might not be having such a great time in their lives or in this year, you know. That's my tips for this year for Christmas.
Yeah, so I think importantly, as you mentioned, like, I think shop local as much as you can when it comes to these things, even when it comes to buying gifts, right? Or if you're sending gifts and stuff, especially with a person in the same city as you are, which at least this time is very likely to be the case. So definitely do that, and then we hope you all have a lovely holiday season.
Yes,
we will be back, of course, next week, but you know, let's try and make this a nice celebration, but a safe celebration as well. And as always, you can get in touch with Shalina if you want to talk about your living room or just general Christmas decluttering by contacting her at Declutterme, which is at DECLUTTRME on all the social media channels, and of course at declutterme.com as well. Until next week.
Bye.
Bye.